So one of the great things about working on The Indicator is the mail.
We get an incredible amount of mail, email, Facebook posts, tweets, and Instagram hits. So much mail.
And it is clear from a lot of this correspondence that listeners are, you know, have a lot of questions, that they're sort of thirsty for knowledge. And of course, we do too. That's why we do this job. It is a perfect match.
And we thought that every now and again, we'd answer one of your questions quite specifically to see if we can explain how something works. I'm Patty Hirsch.
And no one explains things better than Patty Hirsch. And I am Stacey Vanek Smith. And today on The Indicator, a question from a listener named Sam Spear, which might be the greatest name of all time, about one of the great mysteries of the financial markets. Wait for it. The reverse stock split.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing. Would you rather invest for high growth or solve global challenges? Swell aims to do both. Invest in green tech, clean water, and more. Visit swellinvesting.com/NPR for a $50 bonus. Support also comes from Grow with Google. From coding to IT support, Grow with Google is helping Americans across the country learn new skills for the digital age. Learn more and get started at google.com/grow.
The reverse stock split. It certainly didn't make much sense to Sam Spear, who joins me now in the studios of NPR West. Welcome, Sam.
Hi, thank you.
So you wrote to us because you had an experience with a reverse stock split. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I had been hearing a lot about the MoviePass.
The travails of MoviePass.
There was a lot of buzz, and so I decided to just invest a little bit of money in their stock.
And it was cheap too, right?
Yeah, at the time I bought it, it was about 19 cents a share.
And how many shares did you buy?
1,800.
Whoa, okay.
Now I have to get my calculator out because I am not an accountant.
It was about $350. I knew it was risky, and that was an amount of money I was willing to risk. So it was a really hot night here. It was one of those nights where it was too hot, and I couldn't sleep. And so I get this email saying, vote now on this thing regarding the Helios Matheson stock I bought. And there was basically a reverse stock split. And despite being an accountant and studying stock splits in school, I'd never even heard of a reverse stock split.
Okay. Well, Patty, before we go any further, could we have you explain what exactly a reverse stock split is?
Okay.
Sounds very exotic.
It is quite exotic. It's very exotic.
Oh.
It's kind of like the triple Lutz. The triple Lutz.
Oh. The quadruple Lutz that everybody was doing at the last Olympics.
There you go, right? So basically, a stock split occurs when a company decides to divide up the number of shares it has on the market, but without affecting the total value of those shares.
Okay.
For example, say a company's stock is trading at $1,000 a share. It's kind of expensive,
right? Yikes, yeah.
So the company might decide that high share price is actually stopping people from buying. Oh, $1,000, too much. So it decides to do a 4-to-1 stock split.
All right.
Which means that if I own a single $1,000 share on the day of the split, the next day, I'll actually own 4 shares, each of which is worth $250 each.
Okay, I see. So now each investor's stake in this company will consist of more shares, but the value of the stake they have is the same.
Exactly. A reverse stock split works in the opposite way. So a company might decide the value of its shares are too low, even though $250.
All those cheapskates buying shares at $250 a pop, like, who do they think they are?
Right.
We're not Arby's.
So to boost the price of an individual share, the company bundles shares together. So say this company that did this 4-to-1 stock split, say it decides to do the reverse stock split. It's basically just reconsolidating those shares. So if I had those 4 shares, each worth $250 each, in the reverse of this, I wake up the next day, oh, I've only got 1 share, it's worth $1,000. So it's still a $1,000 investment, but just 1 share as opposed to 4.
And reverse stock splits are pretty unusual, right? I mean, you don't hear about them that much.
Not that often.
But of course, it is not unheard of. When we were looking into this, we found that like Citigroup has done one, Raytheon has done one, so has Priceline. It's a long list.
Yeah, so not unheard of. But what is very unusual is what Helios and Matheson, the company that owns MoviePass, did next. And if we're staying with skating analogies...
Which I think we should.
It's kind of like the Iron Lotus.
What is the Iron Lotus?
You don't know what the Iron Lotus is?
I've been watching figure skating for many decades, and I have never heard of the Iron Lotus.
Hello, Blades of Glory.
Oh, I have not seen Blades of Glory.
Okay, come on. You have to watch Blades of Glory.
Okay.
So the Iron Lotus is a particularly difficult, outlandish, in fact, downright dangerous, life-threatening skating move that has to be performed at the Olympics. And it's the kind of move that is just so exotic and unusual and bizarre that if they do it wrong, it could kill the performers, or at least one of them. Which is kind of like what happened with Helios and Matheson.
Yeah, that's an uncomfortable parallel right there. Okay, so Sam, how many shares did you initially buy?
1,800.
So then you say no reverse stock split. Of course, they're
but it
like,
happens anyway.
It happens care. Anyway, yeah.
And then how many shares did you end up with?
Well, if you divided by 250, it would be 7.2, but they generously rounded up to 8.
Oh, 8 shares.
8 shares.
And what were they worth the next day?
$14 each, which was a huge loss.
Right. So phase one is the reverse stock split. And the reverse stock split itself was actually not such a bad thing. But in the case of Helios and Matheson, the real horror story was this phase two, was this dilution. So it turns out that Helios and Matheson had actually acquired the right from shareholders. Shareholders given the thumbs up. Maybe not necessarily Sam, we'll hear about this in a second, had said, yes, you can sell a certain number of shares onto the market. But that number was enormous, like 5 billion shares they were able to sell into the market. And of course, that's exactly what they started to do as soon as this reverse stock split had happened. Am I right about this, Sam?
Yes.
Five billion shares?
And they haven't sold all of those shares, but they started to sell those almost immediately.
Yeah, almost as soon as the stock split happened, they just started dumping shares into the market. And my shares ended up being worth 40 cents.
So from $14 to 40 cents.
Well, total, my 8 shares total were 40 cents, so 5 cents each.
Really?
Over what period of time?
A couple weeks.
Oh.
So you lost $349.60?
Yeah.
So, Sam, do you feel like, did we answer your question? No.
No.
We didn't.
You did to an extent, but okay. I would like to know the legalities of what they've done. I'm not vengeful. I went in expecting to lose, but I'd really be curious to see if what they did was kosher.
I think I've done a fair bit of reading on this, and it seems that according to the letter of the law, because they got the approval from shareholders to actually sell these 5 billion shares at some point and they haven't even sold them all yet in the future,
they're
able to do this. I mean, it sounds horrendous, but I think that legally they're probably in reasonably good shape just because they have all of the paperwork signed.
Yeah.
I'd be really interested to see if there are other listeners who have a view on this who can actually talk us through the legalities of a dilution like that. I mean, I think the reverse split is one thing, but I think this secondary phase, this dilution.
Well, it was an interesting experience nonetheless, a learning experience.
Well, it's been a very interesting experience speaking to you, Sam. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you think we could ever put a reverse stock split in a movie? Do you think there'll be a movie about MoviePass?
That would be great.
That would be great.
We could call it The Iron Lotus.
I think there's probably copyright infringement there.